The long-term effect of car crashes. Created by Opal Song and Dancing Butterfly.
Are you ready?
In Fast and the Furious 4, when they're racing through the tunnel, they get out of the tunnel, and the car that Brian and whatever his face, the bad guy is, they're in, it gets plowed into from the side and then, like, rolls over a bunch of times, and looks like a burning, crumbled mess of a car. And at that point, how the scene goes is the bad dude's minion goes and gets our bad guy out of the car. And then Brian sort of crawls his way. And in the actual scene, Brian actually uses his legs to, like, kick himself out of the car and tries to stand up, but he's obviously not doing well. Then Dom comes up and rams the other dude. He's got Brian at gunpoint.
He smushes him, if I recall correctly.
He does. He smushes him with the car. Just like... squish. And then there's this super beautiful scene where Brian is propped up against the bumper of a car and Dom is like, oh no, are you okay? We wouldn't even have to change the dialogue in that scene because the actual dialogue, Brian doesn't actually respond to the keep pressure there. He's just like, you know, I would have won that race if you hadn't cheated. And Dom's just like, you hit your head really hard.
He's just like, whatever, loser. You hit your head really hard. And he's like, I'm feeling no fucking pain, brother. Yeah. And that's the extent of it. And what he means by I'm feeling no pain is, I can't feel my fucking legs, Dom. But Dom isn't reading him the way he used to. So Dom goes off to prison because he's Dom. In the meantime, Mia and that adorable little Asian FBI girl, Sophie is there, and Rome is on his way into town from Orlando. And so is Monica Fuentes.
So here's the thing. They're all heading to LA, partially because they've heard that Brian is super injured.
And also they've heard that Dom is super arrested.
Yeah, so Dom's going through his whole thing. But yeah, like, if he gets visits, then Mia would go visit him. But Mia wouldn't say anything because she does not want Dom to be, like, more stressed and want to be in prison less than he does right now. For any sort of plan for them to break him out to work, he needs to be model prisoner right now. And he is not going to be a model prisoner if he knows that Brian can't walk. So, you know, like, Mia, when she goes to visit him, is not going to tell him anything. She's going to tell him that if he asks about Brian, it'll be like,
don't worry about him. He's doing all right.
So in the meantime, so Dom's being, you know, model prisoner, despite his slight worry over Brian and why he's still in the hospital. In the meantime, Brian is still in the hospital, getting all of the treatments and stuff, and then going through a bit of rehab, and then finally getting to go home, but going home in a wheelchair, and has to readjust his entire life. Honestly, I see him moving in with Mia into their house, the traditional Toretto house.
On the first floor. Because of the stairs. Oh my god, they built a ramp.
Eventually, I see Rome moving in there too. Sophie Trin shows up a lot.
I want Sophie Trin and Mia to hook up. And they're so cute together. Like, I have this image of Brian watching them all, like, Google-eyed. Like, aren't they cute? And Rome watching them, like, Man, I just want to fucking get in there and just be like, ugh!
Brian, and here's the thing, once Brian sort of gets used to, a little bit, to getting around on the wheelchair, he's still not feeling like himself, though, right? Because he can't do everything that he used to. Like, he can't work on cars like he used to. He can't even climb the fucking steps to the house, right? Like, they have to build a ramp. But then one day, I don't know who, but one of his peeps that are around is like, look, I modified this car for you, and he gets to learn to drive all over again. It's just like, the rest of his life is in shambles. He can't do his job with the FBI. He can't, you know, reach anything in the kitchen. He can't...
His orgasms are sporadic at best.
Yeah, like, just... He can't even change the tire on a car, really. Like, he can barely move from room to room. He's feeling like his body is not working for him. Basically, nothing feels right. So then he gets into a car, and at first it doesn't feel right at all, because he can't do anything the way he used to, right? Like, he can't change gears, he can't... Even though it's built for him to use, it's like learning to drive all over again. But once he figures out how to drive again, and I just have these long montage of him, like, just out there day and night, driving around parking lots, driving around the neighborhood where they live, just really slow, stop and start, stall the car, try again. Once he finally can drive, it's just... the world opens up again. Because now he can do what he loved to do.
And he has joy in his life!
And that, I'm pretty sure, is when he starts coming up with a plan to break Dom out of prison. Because at this point, Dom is getting close to his jury date. So yeah, it's getting close to crunch time for Dom. And Brian can finally drive again. And he's like, this is possible. We gotta do this. We are gonna do this. And so they come up with this thing. And because we're making subtle changes, and Awesome Sophie Trin is there, and Rome is there, and Monica Fuentes is there, we not only have insiders greasing the wheels, but we possibly have more drivers as well. Then... they go to the trial.
Oh man, and Brian totally gets there before Dom does, so that he can get in a seat and that fucking wheelchair can be out of there.
Right, yes, because he doesn't really want Dom to know at this point. He's still sort of conflicted. And Dom is, like, in front of glass, like, and facing away from the audience portion. And he can't really turn around. So he doesn't notice that when the judge says, all rise, that Brian doesn't stand up. He doesn't notice that. So then he's sentenced, and in the movie, Brian leaves at that point. Like, Brian leaves halfway through the sentencing because he knows what's happening. But Brian obviously doesn't leave at that point in our version because he can't. He's kind of stuck there, which is extra because he has to listen to this whole sentence that's happening to Dom. I would think he feels it's kind of because of him. Because Dom stayed to help him, he's feeling the guilt right now. But then they break him out and it all goes awesome, exactly the way it does in the film. Except that we have awesome FBI agent Trin sitting passenger seat to Mia. Oh, and Rome is driving. Rome is there. He's driving, and possibly Monica sitting in his passenger seat. So they have the three cars. They rescue him. It's great. And then comes our awesome reveal. Heartbreaking reveal. Where, like, so they've rescued him. Dom is in the passenger seat. They drive off. They drive for a while. And Dom is just like, what the fuck? Why did you break me out? Like, I was actually gonna go to prison. You know, you've put yourself on the line for me. You're gonna be wanted. What are you doing? And Brian's like I could leave you there. But that's basically what they're thinking. So then we get to the part in Fast and the Furious 5 where they stop and Dom gets out, gets to change out of his prison orange, and gets to drive the Charger. Except that he's like, stop the car. And Brian's like, oh, we're not far enough away yet. And he's like, stop the car. So Brian stops the car. Dom gets out, goes around, opens the door to the driver's side and is like, get out of the car. And Brian just sits there. Doesn't say anything. Just sits there. And Dom says, get out of the car. And Brian just sits there, and then Dom sees something on Brian's face that somehow communicates, like, dude, I would if I could, but I can't.
And he just grabs him and, like, carries him over his shoulder in a fireman's hold and puts him in the other seat.
Yeah, so Dom gets in, and maybe he can't even, like, he can probably start it, but the clutch isn't in the right place. Like, none of the pedals work.
And Brian's like, you have to use your hands.
Yeah, and Dom just, like, and that's when it really sinks in to Dom. And there's no real discussion about the fact that Brian can't use his legs. It's all there in the car.
And he just turns and looks at him and his heart's in his eyes. And he's just like, what the fuck did I do to you, baby? I should have been protecting you and I let you down.
Brian's response to that, even if they're not actually talking, fuck you. I rescued you, even without the use of my legs. I just broke you out of a prison bus. Now drive, or we're gonna get caught.
And Dom is still kind of stuck on the whole, no legs, no legs, no legs, no legs, no legs, no legs, no legs.
Brian would, at that point, just go like, do you need me to drive? And Dom is like, ugh. And just figures it out.
Floors it.
They don't actually have a relationship at this point. At this point, they're still building back friendship from, oh my god, you're a cop! So they're in Mexico. Brian's life, it's going really well, except for the being in a wheelchair bit. And even that, like, he's getting used to the being in a wheelchair thing. It's going pretty well. He's living with Dom and Mia and Sophie Trin. She comes down to Mexico a lot. And they also have Monica who comes down. She and Rome have this really weird thing. Dom and Brian are sort of, they're building at this point. They have a lot of poignant silences.
I feel like the two of them would play a lot of like one-on-one real wheelchair rugby because it's like Dom doesn't know like what else to do or what else to say. But he knows how to play sports and this is not basketball, but fuck it. He can get in a fucking chair and roll around with a ball. And yeah. It sends them crashing into each other a lot, so there's a lot of physical contact. He feels a little guilty because every time he crashes into Brian, he's got that warm skin and that big smile and all that blonde hair. It's just like 1-2 punch at the fucking grocery store all over again. And he's in a wheelchair. He can't feel that way about a guy in a wheelchair. There's something wrong about that. There has to be something wrong about that. There's a rule somewhere. He's pretty fucking sure there's a rule. And Brian trusts him and believes in him. And
broke him out of prison. Sacrificed his entire career.
Because they are building their friendship, but he's also, like, falling for him really hard. Now that they're in the same space again and there is no Letty.
They do a whole lot of not talking. You know, just being in the same space. In Mexico, Brian also once again learns how to work on cars. So, yeah, they work on cars a lot together. And one day, Brian to, you know, come home from wherever he was, maybe out at the market with Mia or something, and find Dom, like, working his way through how to modify a car for a person in a wheelchair. Like, he's working on that. Working on, how do I modify it? How do I drive it? That sort of thing.
That's a first kiss moment right there. That's exactly. A roll across the carpet on silent wheels, take the book from his hand, pull him down by the neck, and open his mouth with your tongue moment.
And Dom just mentally blue screens because he spent most of the time in Mexico trying, like, and this is like a couple years now, going, I can't have this. This is wrong. Brian probably can't do anything now. Like, doesn't feel like that about anyone. Can't anymore, right? That's how it is in his head. And now Brian is kissing him and he's like, what? And Brian pulls back and says something like, you know, I had thought maybe there would be more participation, but if that's not your thing...
We don't have to get married or anything.
But he pulls Brian back in for another kiss.
And then, big hands in blonde hair and just, like, running his fingers through it over and over again. He could be holding, but he's not. He's just, like, stroking through that hair. Because he's been thinking about doing it for years, damn it. And now that head with all that hair is right in front of him and he's allowed to touch. And fuck, he's going to touch all over. But especially that hair and those curls.
And then, now they've kissed. And now every so often, they'll kiss. Like, they're starting to just do their thing. And Mia has known that Brian has a thing for Dom since back when they were dating. So they'll, you know, do little domestic-y type kisses around the house, in the garage, but nothing with, like, lots and lots of passion. And Dom always sort of backs off whenever he starts getting a little heated because he's still like, I can't take this further. So this has been going on for, like, a month. Brian has been trying to, you know, he's been initiating all the stuff and they've just sort of gotten to the point where Dom will, like, brush a kiss on his lips to say hello in the morning or something. He just wants to make out. If dicks still scare Dom, okay, they can work up to that. But he just wants to make out. Like, that seems to be going well. So they're on a car ride somewhere. There, Dom is racing around. Maybe Dom is actually racing in the Charger that's modified, and he's actually using just the hand controls. And they're actually doing really, really well. And then Brian drops the, you know, I might not be able to walk, but I'll still feel it if we make out. And Dom nearly overturns the car. And then feels super bad about it because that's what got Brian into this whole thing in the first place. And then they end up making out in the backseat. The Long-Term Effects of Car Crashes. Sequel. Sex and Domesticity. Toretto Style.
And seriously, like, eventually they get to the point where, like, he's all up on Viagra. Because Viagra works even if you can't feel your dick. And so he's, like, all pumped up on Viagra. And Dom is just riding his cock like a fucking cowboy.
Like, Brian probably can't feel anything. He's still totally getting off on the way that Dom...
Well, that's why he likes him to ride him, because it's like, oh yeah, fuck, baby. Look at how beautiful you are. Look at how good you sound. Look at that sweat. And since he's not feeling anything, he can go for hours. And then Dom falls over all spent and red, and he's all, my snuggly kitten, I love you. And Dom is like, you're going to kill me with your dick. You're going to kill me.
And then Mia pounds on the door and is like, are you guys finally done?
Game of Thrones is on in 15 minutes. And if you shout over the Lannisters, I'm going to be so pissed. You're not even going to recognize me.
Brian just, like, buries his face in Dom's chest and is like, oh god, again.
And Dom's like, ooh, Game of Thrones. But I need the help onto the couch because it's Game of Thrones.
We'll get you, you can get into your chair, right? And I'll just, like, you know, brace myself on that and we can go out. And that's maybe a weekend that, like, Sophie Trin is over and she's just like, oh, no. And Rome is like, you guys again?
She's like, when did you two get married? And Brian's like, somewhere around the seizure of Casterly Rock, I'm pretty fucking sure.
Omake scenes. This series of scenes came about during the creation of the long-term effects of car crashes. They are alternates, what-ifs, and retellings of the scenes actually in the story.
It's gonna have some awesome moments, because just imagine that moment with Brian propped up against the car and Dom going, are you okay? Are you okay? Oh, keep pressure on this. And then Brian just sort of turning to him and going, I can't feel my legs. So then in this universe, what happens next is
in Fast and Furious, he got arrested, right?
Yes. So.
Okay. So that would be months and shit. Months and months to get a grand jury and then an arraignment and then a trial.
Meanwhile, starting right there, then, like, helicopters and police cars and stuff are gonna show up, and probably at least one ambulance.
And try and separate them, and Dom is gonna go all feral, like...
Except that he knows what's going on, and if Brian has said, I can't feel my legs, and they start strapping Brian onto a spine board, I think Dom would back off at that point.
No, because I just mean being separated from him.
Well, in any case, they're separated at some point because Dom is arrested.
Yeah, but he's just done a really big, awesome thing. And you know Monica Fuentes is in the corner going, you are not allowed to separate these two just yet. Shut your mouth. Because she's Monica Fuentes and she's better than you.
Here's the thing. I have this image in my head, like, of the months and months and months and months and months later when they break Dom out of the prison bus. I really, really want the reveal that he actually has a spinal injury at that point. Like, I just have this image in my head. And we'll get there. But it means that Dom needs to be taken away before he really knows what's happened to Brian.
Okay.
Because I want that reveal. I really like... you know, reveal moments.
Like a thing I really love.
And that moment, I just have this awesome image of Brian in the Charger and Dom. They stop and Dom's in the passenger seat and he gets out and goes around and is like, get out of the car, Brian. And Brian can't.
Why would you do that? Fuck you.
I know. It's great.
Brian doesn't say anything, so Dom just hauls his ass out of the car and carries him out.
Exactly!
And it's just so not spoken about at all. Because it could be deeply humiliating, but instead Dom's just like, whatever.
You need to sit in the passenger seat because this is my car.
Whatever. Grabs him, picks him up, moves around the car, throws him in the passenger seat, and gets in the driver's seat of his own car. We don't have time for this shit.
Okay, but to get there, and because that's the moment where I want Dom to realize that Brian actually is paralyzed from the waist down. Like, because we want that to be that moment where Dom realizes he has to be separated from Brian before they actually get the diagnostic on Brian.
Well, then he wouldn't say, I can't feel my legs. He'd make some sort of joke. He'd say, I'm feeling no pain.
Yeah.
And, like, laugh. And be like, what the fuck ever, bro. It's all fine.
True.
I kind of like it if Brian were to say something like, I can't feel my legs, and then Dom gets no confirmation one way or another. Because you can also, like, have a bit of a spinal injury, and then with rehab and stuff, you know, gain that back.
Like, I really don't think that it should come up at all. I think that it should...
Okay.
No. If it does in any context, I think it should be like, I'm feeling no pain, man. And so they're like... speeding through Mexico, and Brian says, you know, just because I can't feel my legs doesn't mean I wouldn't be able to feel it if you wanted to pull me into the back seat and make out. I'm just saying.
Dude, they're not actually in a relationship at this point.
But at some point, I do want him to say, like, just because I can't feel my legs doesn't mean that I wouldn't actually feel it if you pulled me into the back seat to make out. I just want to make that 100% clear.
At some point, after they've been, like, building towards a relationship, that is definitely...
He's like, that I would feel. I wouldn't feel it everywhere, but I promise there would be reactions. I'm not dead.
Oh. Yeah, they totally do get married.
Yeah? Tell me about that.
Okay, so it's not right away, because they're Dom and Brian, and they wouldn't ever get married. Not because they didn't want to, but just because they don't talk about things. And neither one would ever talk about wanting to get married. But Fast and the Furious 5 and 6 are still gonna happen. Just slightly differently, right? Because we're not gonna let it not happen. They're too awesome to just sweep under the rug.
Agreed.
So, they happen, and somewhere... I'm pretty sure in Fast and the Furious 5, after they lift all of that money, after they steal it all, Dom does his research. He goes and finds a Nissan Echo and, like, modifies the crap out of this thing and makes it, like, the perfect car for a dude in a wheelchair. And then just sort of, like, leaves it with Brian. At this point, I feel like... like, I like the idea of Mia still having a kid, but I don't know, like, and them being, like, family like that, but I don't know. Somehow she got a kid.
Sophie Trin and Mia and Rome had that threesome. He kept pushing and pushing and pushing.
And they had that threesome, and now Rome has to stick around and be a dad.
Yep, he's excited about it. How does that lead to marriage?
Because it's the perfect car, and it's the one that brought them together at the beginning.
Okay.
He basically brings it to their house in wherever it is that has non-extradition. And just, like, leaves it in, like, he doesn't say anything about it, and just sort of leaves it in the driveway or garage or something. And Brian comes out and knows that it's for him, even before he opens the door. And... yeah, I had this thought, but it involved there being, like, diamonds in the safe, but then I remembered that there weren't diamonds in the safe, it was just money, so that's less exciting. I'm trying to figure out how this works. Unless Mia just sort of is like, okay guys, this is getting ridiculous. Blooper reel and extras.
So... this fic is loosely titled the Brian O'Connor spinal cord injury fic. It's all Opal Song's fault.
I'll cop to that.
And I'm not exactly sure how we got there. Opal Song, take it away.
Well, so in researching this, I once again watched the scene in Fast and the Furious 4, because that's where it came from. And I once again was like, this is all I want! This is the only thing I want from this scene! So I know exactly how it happened in my brain.
It is with this that we have come to the conclusion that Brian needs to have a fucking spinal cord injury.
Why would we do this? This is so sad and terrible.
Because it's delicious and depraved.
You know, but it looks almost like Brian can't really stand up in that scene. Like, you've seen him try and he kind of just falls down. And so I figure with a little bit of tweaking, this scene could be rewritten so that Brian has no use of his legs at all. He could have a spinal cord injury because, oh my goodness, that car flipped over like 8 times. And even if you have a roll cage, like, there's only so much it can do.
And then I argued he used his legs to get out of the car. And Opal Song was like, walking spinal injury. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about?
Walking spinals are a thing. They are actually a thing where you can have a spinal injury and still be walking around, maybe have slight pain, have no idea that you have a spinal injury. And then, say, getting pushed to the ground and have a gun shoved in your face. And then later being hauled bodily and propped up against something. Like, just basically moving your spine around can slip it just enough that you then have a full spinal injury.
And in the meantime, Mia and that adorable little Asian FBI girl, who is underutilized in every way, because Monica Fuentes is the best at all of the things. And I love her very much. And I want her to be in everything, okay? I need it to have Monica Fuentes.
Yeah. Super injured, super arrested. Insurance or workers' compensation or something. Because he was injured on the job, technically. So, like, I'm not going to worry about sort of monetarily. How are they going to pay for it?
No, seriously, the FBI has to pay for that shit. They build a ramp, but they have no Jesse to use it as a skateboarding platform. No,
why would you say this? Can't Jesse be alive in this universe?
No. And I do this just to hurt you. You should know that by now.
Jesse will always be alive in my head. Though he could have, it's a missed
opportunity.
It's a missed opportunity for him to figure it out.
And then gets in and drives off. And there's this long, angry, quiet Dean Winchester silence in the front seat of the Impala. I'm sorry, the Charger. And he's like, the fuck was that? And Brian goes, yeah, so, we meant to tell you, but my legs don't work so good.
You know, we could even have it be a little bit more avoidy than that, you know, because they don't want to actually talk about anything.
Talk about anything.
Because remember that the Charger's been modified. Like, if Brian can drive it.
Oh my god, that would drive him crazy.
It's been modified.
All these hand buttons. He goes, what the fuck are all these hand buttons?
Like they're still building
that shit so seriously.
What?
He always takes that cop shit so seriously.
Well, you know, he did sort of betray them. Kinda.
They were sort of criminals first.
Well, true, but still. I love you, Audacity. You're great. And that really works in this universe as well, because the power dynamics in this universe are such that Brian is really the one who pushes in the relationship. Like, eventually it'll even out and it'll be a give and take. But at the beginning, it's definitely Brian who pushes, because Dom's still on this, like, I don't know what I'm allowed to want.
I just love cock slut Dom.
Yes,
I think
that too.
There should be, like, huge amounts of cock slut Dom writing. Like, I think that should be a whole genre.
Yes.
Just fic where he's a total cock slut. Letty's his main bitch, but she knows he needs to get it where he can get it.
But I want them to get married.
Because it would be so great. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself, Opal Song, and for Dance and Butterfly. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/Opal Song. Thanks for listening!